Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Chaf. We are holding on Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to talk about the Av HaNizik of Shein. That Shein is only Chayiv B'Rishus HaNizik, but in Rishus Rabim it only pays Masha Nehenis rather than paying for the damage that it did. The Gemara is going to discuss how we define Masha Nehenis, what's considered normal for an animal to eat, what's considered not normal what's considered normal, what's not considered normal for an animal to eat. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when an animal who eats in a Rishus HaRabim might even be Chayiv, even though he's eating in Rishus Rabim. Normally, Shein and Rosh Hashanah is Pater, but we're going to have three different cases where even though it looks like an animal is eating in Rosh Hashanah, either we're able to qualify it as Keren, or we're able to really qualify what looks like Rosh Hashanah as a Rosh Hashanah Nizik. We're going to have different cases where one is going to be Chayiv, even though the animal is eating in Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when an unusual damage is done to something that shouldn't have been in the Rosh Hashanah in the first place, was acting unusually in the first place, what we call Kala Meshane. Uba acher vishina bo. Is one chayiv or is one pater? Then the Gemara is going to define how to assess payment of hana'a, and that's going to lead into a discussion of zenan of zelo chaser, a major shas topic where one party gets hana'a, but the other party that he's getting hana'a from doesn't lose out anything. So how much do you have to pay? Do you have to pay at all? And that's what the entire Amud Beis is going to be about. The Gemara is going to try to bring five rayas from different mishnayos about zenan vizelo chaser, and then on the bottom half of Amud Beis, we're going to try to draw halachic conclusions about zenan vizelo chaser. What do we hold in terms of payment when it's zenan vizelo chaser? So let's begin. A lot to do. Let's begin at the Mishnah. Keitzav Hashein muadas lechales ha-ra'uy la. Hashein is muad to eat that which is ra'uy for it. Habehem muadas lechal peres v'yirakos. For example, an animal is muad to eat fruits and vegetables because those are normal things for an animal to eat. But if an animal eats clothing or kelim, then it only pays chatzi nezik because that's abnormal for an animal to eat. All of this is if it's done in Rosh HaNizik. But any time you have shein in Rosh HaRabim, by definition it's pater. There is no chiyuv of shein in Rosh HaRabim. But if it gets hana'a, then you pay for the hana'a. Ketzem Mishalem is Mashanenis. What does it mean to pay for the Hana'a? Achle mitoch harchava Mishalem is Mashanenis. If it eats from right in the middle of the street, it pays for the Hana'a that it got. Mitzi the harchava Mishalem is Mashizika. But if it eats from the sides of the street, then it only pays for the damage that it had done. Mipesach hachanus Mishalem is Mashanenis. If it eats from the doorway, from the opening of the store, so it eats at the store that's selling these foods, so it pays for the Hana'a. But mitoch hachanus Mishalem is Mashizika. But if it goes into the store and eats from inside the store, which is Rosh Hashanah, then it's going to pay the full damage of Mashi Yizika. Then it sort of wonders this lashon of im nenis. Of course, it was nenis. The Mishnah says that v'im nenis, if it got anaa, then mishalem is mashan nenis. Obviously, it was nenis. It ate, so it should have said Rosh Hashanah pater mishalem is mashan nenis. Then Rosh Hashanah your pater, but it still has to pay for the hana'a that it obviously got. So Shittim Kvetzes explains in the name of Rabbeinu Yeshaya that im nenis is coming to exclude a case where it eats something that's unhealthy for it. So then there wouldn't even be a chiv to pay for mashanenis because overall it's not considered hana'a. The animal's getting sick from whatever it ate. The Nitziv himself suggests that if you know that before the animal ate this thing, it had already eaten a kedei sviya, it had already filled its stomach, it already satiated itself, so the bailam is not chayiv midinene because it didn't really get any hana'a. The bailam didn't get any hana'a from this achila. The animal's not getting any stronger from it, and that's what it means vim nenis. When we know that it didn't eat prior to that this was the animal's lunch, so the bailam are actually nenis from this achila because now the bailam is not going to have to feed it other food. That's im nenis. That's what it means im nenis, because it's possible that there's no hana'a for the bailam, that the animal's just stam overeating. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Hashem muadus lechal es ha-ra'ila. We said shein is muad to eat that which is normal for the animal to eat. Ketzad, be'eva shenichtus ha-lechatzer nizik v'achla ochle n'ru'in la, v'shas samashkan ru'in la. An animal waltzes right into the chatzer and nizik and eats all sorts of foods and drink that it's normal for it to eat. Mishalim, nezik shalim, it's going to pay nezik shalim. V'chein chaya shenichtus ha-lechatzer nizik. Similarly, a chaya goes into a chatzer and nizik. V'tarfa be'ema and rips apart an animal, v'achlov basar and it eats the flesh of the animal, mishalim nezek shalim. That's normal for a wild beast to go and rip apart an animal and eat the basar of that animal. Upara sha'achla sa'orin, v'chamar sha'achal kashinin. If a cow eats barley, a chamar eats kashinin, v'kelev shalikei kasashemen, a dog licks up oil, v'chazir sha'achal chaticha shal basar, a pig eats a piece of meat, Mishalman Nezek Shalim, in all these cases, you pay Nezek Shalim, because all of these things are considered to be normal. Rashi says, Chamar Shal Karshinin, Shein Michael Para. Karshinin are normally food for a cow. V'chein Chazir V'kelev, when we talk about the Chazir eating basar and the Kelev eating shemen, these are not normal for these animals to eat. Not totally normal, at least. V'alvgavdein Regilim Bekach, even though this isn't the type of food that's designated for this animal, Hol V'ruchayil Mechlin Rali Deyad Chak, Shein Even Royal and Karina Bay. We still say it's Nezek Shalim and it's called Royal Lahem because these are the types of foods that these animals would eat when there are no other available options, meaning it's not so abnormal for these animals to eat. It's just not their preferred diet. So that's considered, if they eat it Ali Dead Chak, if when they're hungry they would eat something like this, that too is called, would be considered Darko Bekach, and therefore they're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. If you look at Tosos, Chazir Shochel Chaticha Shel Basar, Achila Yidei Chachi Kedemasik, Tosos points out the same thing Rashi just said, that this is an Achila Yidei Chach, that we're about to explain in the Gemara. All of this is things that are not totally normal for the animal to eat. But fractosis, vadetanan gabi maduros hanachrim, umaisila bepera kamad psachim, kolmakam shechazer v'chuldi chol nahalich ein srichin bedika. The Gemara discusses that when you go, the Gemara psachim talks about that if you buy a house from a guy, you have to be choshesh, that maybe he buried his nafel there, that there was a miscarried fetus that's buried there, and you have to be choshesh for the tuma. But the Gemara says, but don't worry, if they have chazirim around the house, then you don't have to worry about any sort of tuma, because chazirim are going to eat the flesh of any fetus, so it would be long gone by then. So fractosis sounds like it's not Ali Deir Chak, sounds like Chazirim like eating basar, that that it's their preferred diet, because you're making the assumption that if there are Chazirim in the vicinity, that they probably ate the basar of the fetus. So Tosa says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the shayin in the felim de rechichi. It has to be because the fetus is very, very soft, but normally with more developed meat, the Chazir would only eat it Ali Deir Chak. The Yamshel Shlomo just wonders, what are we talking about? A Jewish person has a chazir that's going and eating things? It's also the gadol chazirim. That we're going to have a Mishnah later on, Dafayin Test, that you're not allowed to be megadol chazirim. So why would we give that example? Of all examples to give, why would you give an example of a guy who's violating such an issue? How does it even happen? So you suggest that maybe we're talking about a guy who's willing to be mekabel an orra derabanan, that they say orra isha yigadol chazirim, the Gemara is going to say later on, he's willing to be mekabel that orra. Could be that he received the chazer as a chov. He was owed money by someone, and someone gave him a chazer as payment. So then the halacha is, the Gemara is going to say that he's allowed to be megadol the chazer until he's able to sell it, until he's able to get it off his hands. But bottom line is, says the Gemara, Amrav Papa, what do we see from all this? Anything that's not its normal diet, but it eats it al yedei adchak when it's hungry, shmei achila, that such a thing is called achila, that's considered a normal way of eating. If a cat eats dates or a donkey eats fish, mishalim nezek shalim, since those are abnormal things to eat, but not totally abnormal, when the animal's hungry, will eat these things, so it's mishalim nezek shalim. That's called Achila Yideh Chak, Shema Achila. There's a parallel sugi in Shabbos, Davayin Vav, where the Gemara discusses whether Achila Yideh Chak is Shema Achila when it comes to Hutsa'ah on Shabbos. The halacha of Hutsa'ah is you're not allowed to carry things on Shabbos, but how much of something you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? What's the shear of what you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? So the halacha is whatever is considered a significant amount of that food. So what if you take food that's really ra'ui for a donkey, and you don't bring enough for it to stuff a donkey's mouth, but you bring enough to stuff a cow's mouth, and a cow would eat it if it didn't have any other food. So it would be considered achila yidei chak for a cow. Is that considered a shir chashuv of that food? So the Gemara concludes that it's not. That achila yidei chak over there is lo shmei achila. That the shir of hotza is defined by what would be normal for an animal to eat. But that's what the Rashba, the Rishonim point out, that the two are not necessarily tallies. That the dinim of hotza don't have to match the dinim of Nezik, and the dinim of Hotza could just be defined as what's the derech latznio, the derech to put away that food for that animal. So you would only put away an amount of food of that type for the animal that typically would eat that type of food. Says Gemara, Uchamr Dachal Nahama, there was a donkey that ate bread. Upal Se L'Sal, then he chewed on the basket when he was done. Chivir Rav Yudah L'Shalim Nezek Shalim and Nahama V'Asal L'Chatzi Nezek. So Rav Yudah says he has to pay Nezek Shalim for the bread, but only Chatzi Nezek for the basket. Rashi explains because it was Meshuna, so that's why he pays Chatzi Nezek, because it's like it's something that's an unusual thing to do. It's like Karen, where it's unusual, and therefore he pays Chatzi Nezek. But Rashi's bothered that we have an opinion that we quoted earlier, the Chatzi Nezek of Karen is a Knas. So how could Rabbi Yehuda lived in Bavel? How could he be Gova Knas in Bavel? We don't have Smuchim in Bavel. How is he able to be Gova Knas in Bavel? So that's why Rashi explains that it wasn't that he was Mechayivim. It was that if it was Im Tafa Sein Motzin Miyado, that if the person took the money, we're not going to take it back from him. That's what it means that he was Mechayivim, not that he was actually Mechayivim. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says, you're right, we're not Dan Dine Chavalos in Bavel, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv. Because when you have something that's shchiach and it's yesh v'chesron kis, something that could be a common type of damage and will cost people money, so then the rabbanim of the Beis Din and Bavel has the right to declare themselves the shluchim of the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael and even be done things that would otherwise be considered dinei knasos. So frek the Gemara, but wait a second, v'amai kivin d'orche lemechel nama orche nami l'flusei sala. It's an animal. The animal is eating the bread in the basket, so doesn't that become normal for it to chew on the basket? If there was bread in it, why would you assume that it's abnormal for the animal to eat the basket? Remember, we had the case of the chicken pecking on the rope, and we said, well, that's abnormal. So we said there was dough on the rope, so then it's normal to peck on the rope. Why? Ropes are delicious just because there's dough in it? Let it eat the dough off the rope. No, but it's an animal, so it's just, it's pecking away or whatever is in the vicinity. So isn't it normal for the donkey when there's bread in the basket to chew on the basket as well? Says Gemara, da'achal v'hadar palas. Now, the case is the animal emptied the whole basket from the bread, ate out all the bread from the basket, and when it was done with the bread, it went back to the basket that didn't have any bread in it and kept on eating it. And that's abnormal. For it to happen to chew on the basket as it's going for more bread, that's one thing. But once all the bread is gone, to chew on the basket is unusual. Frankly, do donkeys normally eat bread? Or a menu, achla pasu, basar v'tavshil, mishalim nezek shalem, my lav v'behema. Didn't we say that... How can you say pas is normal? We said that if it eats bread and meat and tafshil, it pays chatzi nezek, not nezek shalem. So how can you say that it's normal? We see over here you only pay chatzi nezek, and aren't we talking about a behema eating pas as well? Lo, bechaya. For a chaya to eat pas, it's abnormal. For a behema, it's very normal. Chaya, basar, or chayu. But wait a second, for a chaya to eat basar, that is normal. So how come if it's talking about a chaya, we say you only pay chatzi nezek on the basar? And Gemara says three answers. Either to matvi, it's roasted meat, v'yibayisema betavya, or it's a deer eating it, and it's not normal for a deer, apparently, to eat pasu basar, v'yibayisema lo'on bebehema ubeptura. Or maybe really we're talking about a behema, but it's eating off of a table. And even though it's normal for a behema to eat pas, it's not normal for a behema to eat pas off of a table. So that's why it's considered to be chatzi nezek in that case. Period. Top of Chaf Amral. Hu barcha dechaza lifta apuma dedana. There was a goat that saw a turnip on the edge of the opening of a jug. Sarich salik achla lifta v'tavri ledana. So it climbed up and it went and it ate the lifta and it broke the jug. It broke the barrel. Chive rava lifta v'adana nezek shalim. Rava was mechayiv nezek shalim for everything. For the food and for the jug that it was on. My time, because since it's normal for it to eat the food, it's normal for it to climb up and break whatever is in its way in order to get to the food. Amir Ilfa, Behema Rosh Hashanah Pashat Tzavar Avachla Me'al Gabi Chaverta Chayeves. If an animal is in Rosh Hashanah and it sticks out its neck and eats food off of another animal's back, it's Chayev. My time, oh, why is it chayiv when it eats food off of another animal's back? Because since it's on the back of another animal, that's considered like chatzar nizik. We have a raya to ilfa. If an animal is carrying a basket of food on its own back and it stuck its neck back and ate off of its own basket, it's going to be chayiv. b'kofetzes. And Rav explained that it's talking about kofetzes, hachanami b'kofetzes. Over here also, it's only going to be if it's kofetzes. That's what Rav says, that only if the animal jumps up and eats what's on its neck, that's considered ein darka b'kach. That's why it's going to be chayiv, it's considered chatzi nezek. Meaning, the reason it's chayiv is not because it's considered chatzar nezek. The reason it's chayiv is because it's kofetzes, and that's an unusual way for an animal to eat. So these are a number of possible ways that an animal that looks like it's eating in a rishus harabim is still going to be chayiv. Meaning you would think when eating in a rishus harabim, that's shein b'rishus harabim is pater. So here are a couple of possibilities. Ilfa says, well, when it's off of another animal's back, that's considered a rishus hanizik. Rava says, well, when it's kofetzes, that's considered keren. It's not considered shein. And therefore, even though it's in a rishus harabim, it's going to be chayiv. Where was Rava's original statement about kofetzes? Ahadar mavoshia behema b'rishasram hol chaviach lapatura. An animal that was in b'rishasram and it's walking and it eats, it's potter. That's shein b'rishasramim. Amda viach lachayaves. But if it stands and it eats, stops and eats, then it's chayiv. Maishna hol chador chiu amdanami or chiu. Wait a second. Even to stop and eat is normal. Some Rava b'kofetzes. No, some are kofetzes where it's considered Karen, and therefore it's going to be chayiv even in a rishos harabim. There's a machlokas rishonim, how exactly to understand the sugya, what the yisod of machlokas is about the din of kofetzes. The Rashi and Tosfos explain the way I just explained that kofetzes is mashuna, it's a toldah of karen, and when we say that you're chayiv when the animal jumps, it means chayiv chatzi nezek. Ilfa, who's mechayev nezek shalem, must not have been talking about kofetzes. Ilfa, when he says yechayev nezek shalem, just held that it has a din of chatzar and nizek when you're eating off of the other animal's back. It happens to be Rov Rishonim understand the Gemara differently. Rov Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ramban and the Rashba, the large majority of Rishonim understood that it's not considered mashuna for the animal to jump. It's darka b'kach and yechayev nezek shalem. It's not a shinui at all. It's like the goat that jumps on the kli that we just spoke about before in order to get the food from the top of the kli, where he paid nezek shalem for the kli as well. It's normal for an animal to jump toward food, and therefore it's going to be so when we say kofetzes, Rava says it's going to be chayev. It means nezek shalem. So what's going on in the sugya? Ilfa's shita is that even without kofetzes, it's chayiv nezek shalem, because whenever you take it off of another animal's back, it's chatzar nizik. So Gemara says no. Dafka b'kofetzes is considered like an achila from a chatzar nizik. But if it was not kofetzes and it just eats it straight off another animal's back, that's considered rishos harabim. Meaning, even though the animal is someone's private property, but if another animal doesn't even have to extend itself to get the food off of its back, so the animal that did the eating is just walking to rishos harabim and had food readily accessible to it. That's shein b'rishos harabim. I don't care that it's on another animal's back and the animal's privately owned. It's in rishos harabim. It didn't even have to extend itself. But if it has to jump to get it off of the other animal's back, then it's already jumping into someone else's rishos to get the food. That's considered rishos hanizik, and that's shein b'rishos nizik. That's what you're going to be chayiv for. So that is the that's the way Rov Rishonim understand the Gemara. Next shaila, boy Rabbi Zera, misgalgel mahu. What if the food rolled from the rishos hayachid to the rishos harabim? What's the din? So many different shitos and rishonim had to understand what exactly this question is of misgalgel. Rashi says the suffix is in the yisod of the din of shein and regel being chayiv in rishos hanizik and pater in rishos harabim. Where do we say the differences in rishuyos by shein and regel? Is it on the achila, that achila b'rishos harabim is pater even if you took the food from the chatzar hanizik, whatever you ate in the rishos hanizik, you're chayiv for, even if you took it from rishos harabim, meaning that it's purely a din in where the animal ate it, not where the animal found it? Or is it on the lakicha, that it's a din in where the animal found it? Niskalgal means the animal went to the rishos hayachid, rishos hanizik, took the food, didn't eat it yet, brought it to the rishos harabim and ate it in the rishos harabim. What's the din? Do we call that shein b'rishos hanizik because that's where the animal found the food? Or do we call that shein b'rishos harabim because that's where the animal ate the food. That's how Rashi understands this question of the Gemara. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Mizgalgel understands slightly differently. He understands the suffix is that the peros were in Rishus HaNizik, but it was on a hill, and the food was rolling down, and if the animal would have just let it roll, it would have rolled all the way into the Rishus HaRabim. But the animal stopped it with its mouth and ate it in the Rishus HaNizik before it had a chance to roll in the Rishus HaRabim. And that's the suffix. Do we view these peros as if they're already in the Rishus HaRabim because that's where they would have been had the animal just let it roll into the Rishus HaRabim? Or do we say, no, since Lemaisa, it never was in the Rishus HaRabim, the animal's considered to have been eating it from the Rishus HaNizik. That's how Tosos understands this, the Gemara's question. The Rashba quotes a Yesh Mefarshim that has a third understanding, that the suffix is where the peros were partially in the Rishus HaNizik and partially in the Rishus HaRabim. The behema goes into the Rishus HaNizik, eats half of it, and continues to eat as it walks into the Rishus HaRabim and continues to eat the rest of it. Do we go with the whole Achila Basar Meikara and say, well, it started this meal in Rishus HaNizik and therefore it's all considered Rishus HaNizik? Or do we say, no, whatever it ate in the Rishus HaNizik is Shein and it's going to be Chayiv for, but whatever it ate in the Rishus HaRabim is not Shein and it's not going to be Chayiv for? So these are three possibilities how to understand the Gemara's question of Misgalgel. So let's assume, like Shitas Rashi, that the animal took it from one place to the other and ate it in the other place. And the whole Shaila is, do we look at where the animal found the food, or do we look at where the animal ate the food? Say Echidami. The food was in Rishus Yachid. The animal takes it from the Rishus Yachid, brings it to the Rishus Rabim, eats it in the Rishus Rabim. What's the din? Tashimas, let's bring a Tani Rabbi Chia, Masli Miksasa Bifinim, Miksasa Bichutz. If you have a bundle that's partially inside and partially outside, Achla Bifinim, Chayaves, Achla Bichutz, Petura. If it eats it inside, it's Chayav. If it eats it outside, in the Rosh Hashanah, it's Potter. My love, Miskalgal Vasi, isn't this exactly our case, that the animal schlepped it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah and then ate it? Says Marlo, Ema Achla Almashe Bifinim, Chayaves, Almashe Bichutz, Petura. No, maybe it means that if it ate it, whatever it ate on the inside, it's going to be chayav for, and whatever it ate that was on the outside, it's going to be pater for. Meaning, whatever was initially inside, it's going to be chayav for. Whatever initially was outside, it's going to be pater for. But maybe it has nothing to do with the shas achila. Maybe it has to do with the shas metzia when it found it. Or it could be that really if it eats it on the inside, it's going to be chayiv on all of it, and if it eats it outside, it's pater on all of it. But still, you can't bring a raya from there about Gilgal, about bringing it from one place to the other, because maybe these are very long pieces of food, that when you eat it on the inside, the whole rest of the food gets schlepped in with it, because you pick up one end of it, the whole rest comes with it. So that's why the whole thing is considered as if it were inside. When you eat it from the outside, since when you pick it up from the outside, the whole rest of the food would come, would be schlepped along with it, it's considered like the whole food were on the outside. But if you're dealing with a bundle of sa'orim, of little kernels of something, where you pick up each kernel separately, and whatever you pick up on the inside is different than what's on the outside, so then maybe we would not say the same din, that it's all considered as if it ate it wherever the animal actually was standing when it ate it, or wherever the animal started eating it. Achluksus, the Mishnah had spoken about an animal that eats clothing, and we said that that's an unusual thing for an animal to do, and therefore it's not going to be a normal shein where you're going to be chayiv nezek shalim. Aheya, what case is it going on? Amrav akulu, my time, akul mashana bo, achar mashina bo, pater. When it says Rosh Hashanah mir pater, meaning when the Mishnah goes on to say that in Rosh Hashanah mir pater, it's even going on the case of eating ksus and kelim. So you might think, well, wait a second, if it's eating ksus and kelim, that's an unusual thing. That should be keren. Keren is chayiv in Rosh Hashanah. Why is it pater Rosh Hashanah even when it eats ksus and kelim? Because here's a case of kalamishane, the person who brought his ksus and kelim and left them in the Rosh Hashanah, he did something unusual in the first place. Who leaves their ksus and kelim in Rosh Hashanah? So where the rule is, when you do something unusual by leaving the ksus and kelim in the Rosh Hashanah, and then the animal does something unusual by eating that ksus and kelim, even though normally you would think that this is keren, but Rosh Hashanah you'd be chayiv chatzi nezek, no, potter. In this case, you're going to be potter. So Shmuel Amar Lo Shana El Peres V'Yirakos Av Ksus V'Kelim Chayv. Shmuel disagrees. He says, no, you're going to be chayv if it eats Ksus V'Kelim, because that's Karen. If it eats Peres V'Yirakos, you're going to be potter. V'Chein Amar Yishlak Shakul. Kula. Reish Lakish says he can be potter even on Ksos V'Kelim. Vaz Reish Lakish Tamei, and this Reish Lakish Lushitaso. Dam Reish Lakish, Shtei Paros Rishos Rab, Machas Rebutz Vachas Malachas. Reish Lakish talks about two cows that are in Rishos Rabim. One of them is acting very abnormally. It's trampling all over the place, and the other one is walking normally. Bata Malachas Berevutza Petura. The one that was walking normally all of a sudden kicks the Revutza, the one that's acting crazy, it's going to be Potter. Revutza b'maleches chayeves. The Revutza kicks the maleches, it's going to be chayev. Why? What does Reish Lakish hold? Why is it Potter if the maleches kicks the Revutza? Because the Revutza is acting abnormally. Kala meshane uba'acher v'shinabo. If you're already acting abnormally and then someone comes and acts abnormally toward you who are acting abnormally, Potter, you're going to be Potter. So this is Reish Lakish, Lishita so. You bring kalim and clothing into Rosh Hashanah, and that's unusual, that's abnormal. Yes, it's abnormal for an animal to eat it. Kalam Ashadu, Ba'achar Vashinabo, is Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Lo Shadu El Peres V'Yirakos, Al Ksus V'Kelim Chayeves. That Ksus V'Kelim, you're going to be Chayev. He does not hold of this din of Kalam Ashadu, Ba'achar Vashinabo, is going to be Potter. Leim Rabbi Yochanan, Let's say, Reish Lakish, Afil B'Shtei Paros. Oh, so if Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're going to be Chayev on the case of eating the Kelim and the Ksus, then it must be that Rabbi Yochanan also holds that you're going to be chayiv when the Maleches kicks the Revutza, because it's the same din of Mishanu, Bach, or Mishinabo. Says Merlo, the Olam is like Sus Avdi Inshi, Demanchi, Glimi, Umatbechi, Avl Behema, Lavurcha. No, Rabbi Yochanan maybe really agrees with Reish Lakish about the two cows, because it's very unusual for a cow to be Revutza. But it's not so unusual for people to leave Ksus V'Kelim in Erishos Rabim. So it turns out it's a fundamental Machlokas Amorayim in our Sugi. Reish Lakish holds that this din is whether it eats Ksus V'Kelim Erishos Rabim, or it's a Pater or it's a part that's Maleches that's Ba'ata B'Revutza, that in either case it's going to be Pater. This is called a Mashana Bach or Mashinabo. Rabbi Yochanan holds no. If it eats Ksus V'Kelim, that's not considered Mishana, because sometimes people do leave Ksus V'Kelim Kalim in Rosh Hashanah. It's only by Ba'at HaMaleches B'Revutza that we're going to say this din of Kol HaMashanah Bach V'Shinabo, and then you have Shitas Rava, that even by Ba'at HaMaleches B'Revutza it's going to be Chayiv, and we don't say the whole din of Kol HaMashanah, that's going to appear in Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Shitas Rava. So there are three Shitos about how to deal with Kol HaMashanah. It happens to be Rava doesn't disagree with the whole din of Kol HaMashanah, it's just that he holds that if a person was Meshaseh's dog on Shel Chaveru and it bites the Meshasa, it's Potter because Kol HaMashanah Bach or V'Shinabo. He just holds that Ba'atam Alech Sperevutza is Chayiv for whatever reason. That's not considered enough of a Mishana. So everyone agrees, apparently, to the din of Kol HaMashanah Bach or V'Shinabo. It's just a question of where do we exactly apply the din of Kol HaMashanah Bach or V'Shinabo. Now, what's the Svara for the din? So just because one guy's acting abnormally, so that gives an excuse for anyone to act in any way toward it, meaning it's not normal to leave Ksus V'Kelim in Rosh Hashanah. Fine. But it's still not normal for an animal to eat Ksus V'Kelim. So why should we say that the animal is going to be Potter from eating Ksus V'Kelim? Shouldn't that be Keren? Why is it that, what's the whole Svara? So Tosfos and Daf Lamed Beis explains that the Shinui that the Nizik did is what caused the first one to be Mazik. A Parah Revutza is what caused the other animal to go crazy and want to kick it, because it sees an animal going crazy, so it goes out of its own mind and starts to kick it. So the Nizik is goring the Hezik on itself. A little harder to touch that up in terms of leaving Kalim and Ksus in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the animal's not used to seeing it, so because it's not used to seeing it, all of a sudden it's gonna go all awry, it's gonna go out of its mind. Okay. Then we said, but even though you're a Shein is Pater Rosh Hashanah, if the animal got Hana'a, it pays for the Hana'a that it got. V'kama, how do we assess the Hana'a? Rabba Amar Demei Amir, Rabba Amar Demei Sarim Bezul. Rabba says the amount of food, that if it would eat enough sorum to fill it up, you only have to pay the amount of straw or whatever, and you wouldn't have to pay the amount of the value of the food that it actually ate. And Rava says, no, you don't have to pay the market market value of Sa'orim that it ate, but you would have to pay what this owner would pay for Sa'orim if it were available. I mean, it could be that if Sa'orim were available, it would pay, the owner would pay a little more than he would pay for straw. He just wouldn't pay typical market value for Sa'orim. So you pay whatever the owner would pay for Sa'orim to treat his animal to a nice meal of Sa'orim. Tani kavase derabba, tani kavase derabba. We have a brice that supports each one. Tani kavase derabba, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Mishlam Esal Dmei Yomer Bulvad. That Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says you only pay the Dmei Yomer, however much straw would cost. Tani kavase derabba, Imnenis, Mishlam Es Mashan Enis. Keitzad Ochle Kavu Kavayim, Einorm Tishalim Dmei. You don't have to pay the full value of what it ate. Ela Omnim Kama Adam Rotsa Lahachil Behem To Dover Aroyla, Af Bishen Aragil. How much would a person pay to treat his animal to a really good meal? Leficha Chach Lechitun Adover Aralla, Petura. But if it eats something that's bad for it, then it's going to be potter. So fundamental machlokas over here. How do we paskin? Like Rabba or like Rava? So the Rif says that some paskin like Rabba because he was Rava's Rebbe, and ain alacha ketalmid b'makom harav, and some paskin like Rava because he was from the later generations of Amoraim, and hilchsa kibasra'a. It's machlokas rishonim, psak halach, and Muke Yosef quotes that the Ritva and the Ra'a paskin like Rava, the Rush in the name of the Rav, the Ravid paskins like Rava, because we have a Braisa that supports him, that's a Das Rabim. The Braisa that supports Rabba was just Rabbi Shimon Yochai, was a Tana. The Braisa that supports Rava was said Stam, so maybe that's an indication. The Mordechai passes the name of the Rav Yal like Rabba because he was Rava's Rebbe. What's interesting, so one way or the other, you could justify paskening one way or the other. What's interesting is what the Rambam does. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Niske Mamon, Halacha Beis, says that if the Behema ate Shumshamin or Lut, Birushus HaRabim, and it gets hana'a, robos hakilim sa'orim o amir, umashalim dmei amir o dmei sa'orim b'zul. The Rambam says, what do you pay? Do you pay the dmei amir or do you pay the dmei sa'orim? He says, yeah, one or the other. You either pay the dmei amir or the dmei sa'orim b'zul. What do you mean, either or? That's the machlokas. You got a paskin one way or the other. He says, yeah, you know, either. What do you mean? There's a difference between the two. So the tour, the Magen Mishnah, they're all bothered. It's machlokas, Rabba and Rabba. The Rambam just like mentions both, you know, whichever. So it's very difficult to understand. A lot of the Achronim have a good time trying to figure out that Rambam. Okay. Last night you weren't biased in the Beis Medrash because it was Shabbos and you were outside of the Tchum. But wow, what a shir you missed on Shabbos. They were saying some really good things. They had really good kashas they were raising. So some of the Achronim bring a riot from here that you're allowed to learn Iyun on Shabbos. There's a discussion in Achronim that maybe Shabbos, for Menuchas Shabbos, a person should only learn Bekiyus, that a person should learn lighter limud. So he said, no, he said you missed like a knockout cheer, and it was because you're outside the tchum, and it was Shabbos. So you see, there's a raya that you're allowed to learn iyun on Shabbos. Okay, so anyway, Amr my mili mali. So he said, no, so what did they say in the shir? Amr le hadar b'chatzu chaveru shalom idaito tzorech lalo soschar oin sarach. Fascinating discussion they raised. A guy squats in someone else's property. Does he have to pay him for rental? Does he not have to pay him for rental payments? Say echidami. Ilem v'chatzelot chayma la'agra v'gavr d'lo av l'megar zelonan av zelo chaser. Well, what's the case exactly? If it's a chatzel that he can never rent out anyway, and this guy could borrow a house from anybody, he's not going to have a hard time finding a place to live for free. So then the guy's not getting any anna'a, the other one's not losing anything. Of course he does not have to pay. So no, maybe it must be we're talking about a chatzer that normally he would charge to rent out, and this guy would have had to pay money somewhere else to find a place to live. Well, then the guy's getting another, the other one's losing, so of course he's going to have to pay. In that case, it's obvious. So no, the case over here is it's zenene v'zelo chaser. The one who's living there would have otherwise had to pay for somewhere to live, but the guy who owns the property was never going to rent out this property anyway, so he was not going to make any money off of this property. Do you have to pay when it's zenene v'zelo chaser? Now everyone agrees that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go without permission and squat in someone else's rishus, right? That's the if you know that the person's makbid about it, you're not allowed to do that. You know that people don't want. So people talk about like downloading music for free, or when you know that the record companies are makpid, they don't want to give away the music. They charge money through iTunes or whatever for the music. You can't say, I'm being nene. He's not losing anything, because it's not like he's giving me something that he's losing. He's not losing anything. No, you know that he's makpid to charge for it. So that's called zenene v'zechaser. Meaning that even if it's zenene v'zelochaser, you're certainly not allowed to do it. It's usher to do it. That's what the poskim talk about before there was an internet with downloading music. They talk about taking a free ride on the bus, sneaking onto to a bus. Well, the bus is going there anyway. I'm not costing the bus any more money. But you know that the municipality charges for the use of the Eged buses or the MTA buses or whatever. You know that they charge for it. So if they're makbid, then it's stealing. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do it. Some of the poskim talk about it in the old days of making collect calls. From you go to a payphone and make a collect call, and instead of saying your name, collect call from 572, right? And you say the number, and they know to call back that public phone. So also that's l'chora not right. So anyway, but does the squatter have to pay for living there? So matziyamalei meichasarticha odum matziyamar ha'ishanis. Can he say, well, what did you lose? I didn't cost you anything. You weren't going to make any money off of this anyway. Or can the other guy say, well, you got hana'ah from it, and you should pay me for the benefit that you derived from my property. So the Gemara is going to have five rayas over here. Says the Gemara, Amalei Masnisin he. He said it's a Mishnah. Well, hey Masnisin, which Mishnah? So five possibilities. Amalei Lechit Hashem Shili. So he said, first of all, before we get to the possibility, he says, I want you to serve me a little bit. Go help me out. Shakel Sudre Karachle. So he took his Sudar and he folded it for him. Amalei Imnenis Mishalemis Mashanenis. So he says, it was our Mishnah of Imnenis Mishalemis Mashanenis. That's the Raya. In our Mishnah, the animal got Hana, so it pays for that. So you see that even though the other one was not chaser, that a zenen of zelo chaser, you still have to pay. Amar Rava Kamalu Chaliv La Margish Gavur De Mari Siari Davagav Do Dami La Masnis and Kibla Mine. He says, wow, that's a lot of siyata d'shmaya that he was willing to accept that answer from him, because that answer makes absolutely no sense. That's not at all similar to our Mishnah. Hai zenen of zel chaser, hai zenen of zelo chaser hu. When the animal eats someone else's stuff, the guy is chaser. He's losing that stuff that the animal ate. How can you call that zenen of is a lo chaser? That's totally off base. Says more of Rami Bar Chama, stam peros brishus rabim afkurim afkurlu. No, Rami Bar Chama is assuming that once he left his peros out of brishus rabim, he made it hefker. So it's really lo chaser because it's already hefker. Tos says if it's already hefker, you have to pay for eating hefker? Why would you have to pay at all? Tos says that doesn't mean he really made it hefker. It means he's not going to be surprised if it's gone. He's not going to be surprised if the food is gone, if he left it in the brishus rabim. So mele it's considered as if he's lo chaser, but he wasn't really mafker it. He's still the owner of it, and that's why you're actually going to. That's why you're actually going to have to pay for it. The Achronim discussed, why did he make him do an act of service to him? Go fold my turban before I answer your question. Meichi Tesi, that's an appropriate thing to do. Rav Shimon Shkup quotes in the name of Shari Yosha, in the Akdam Shari Yosha, in the name of some Rav Shlomo Zalman. I don't know, it's not our Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but in the name of someone, he says that the reason he required him to do this is because by something that requires Iyun V'Yegia, the Havana of the Talmud is totally on the Emuna of the Mailas Hamalamdo, of the Maila of the person who's teaching him. That you have to have respect for the person who's teaching you in order to properly understand it. Im Doma Rav L'Malach Hashem Tzvakos, Gemara Moed Katan says, if they view the Rebbe like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, then Tevakish Torah Bipiv. Then you're going to want to be Mevakish Torah from him. So he needed to develop a relationship of respect. He said, I'm going to give you an answer. It's not going to sound so pashut, because this answer, as we saw, it sounds like it's really not chaser, that it really is chaser in the case of the Mishnah. So I'm going to give you an answer. It's not going to sound so pashut. You need to respect me before you makabel this answer. So he developed a relationship of him being Mishamish, a relationship of respect. Maritzchai says a different approach, but it has to be that there's something to it. It's not just that the Gemara just mentions that he folded his turban for him. Tanan, a second possible raya. A guy owns three fields around his friend's field, and he built three fences. Ain mechayv no so. So we don't we're not mechayv the guy in the middle to pay for those fences. Haravias, but once he builds a fourth wall, mechayv no so. The guy in the middle has to pay for the cost of the wall. Shmamino So it sounds like since the guy in the middle is getting hana'ah from the fact that his property is now fenced in, he's going to be chayiv to pay for it. Because even though the guy on the outside didn't lose anything from that, he had to build fences anyway. No, that case is different because the guy on the outside has to pay for more walling since there is the guy on the inside. Tashma, third right. If the guy in the middle builds that fourth wall, he's going to have to pay for everything. But it sounds like had the guy on the outside built it, he'd be Potter. The guy in the middle would be Potter. This is the right Zenen of Zeluchasar's Potter. The guy on the inside could have said, I would have built a much cheaper fence, and that's why he's Potter from paying for the expensive fence. Tashma, fourth Raya. Habayis Valiyah Shal Shem Shenaflu. A two-story house falls down, a two-family house. Amar Bal Aliyah Lebal Habayis. The guy who lived on the top floor said to the guy who lived on the bottom floor, Livnos, I need you to build your bottom floor so that I can build on top of it. Vuoyne wrote, and he didn't want to. Hare Bal Aliyah Bon Habayis. So the Bal Aliyah is allowed to build the bottom floor. V'yoshev Ba'at Shitin Lo Tziyosef. And he's allowed to live there until the guy who lives on the bottom floor pays for it. Yitziyosef Dem Chayvle. But only the expenses he has to pay for Bal Habayis. Haschar Olo. He doesn't have to pay for its for what it costs. So Shmabina Zenen Vazaluchas Potter. So you see Zenen Vazaluchas Potter. Says Mar no. Shain Yasim De Bayis Aliyah Mishtabid. The Bayis is Meshubad to the Aliyah. Tashma Les Raya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avzeh Adar B'Chatzer Chaveru Shalomi Daito Tzarek La'alos L'Schar. That even someone who lives in someone else's property without permission, he has to pay him for it. Shmamina Zenen Vazaluchas Chayiv. So you see that Zenen Vazaluchas is Chayiv. Says Mar not a Raya. Shain Yasim Mishum Shacharusa Da Ashiyasa. Over there, the walls get blackened by the house being used, and therefore it is chaser a little bit. So since it's chaser a little bit, that's why he's going to be chayiv. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the discussion of how to paskin tomorrow.